When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning, a football Friday, as we broadcast from Borgata, our home base, obviously, every Friday here on WIP on the morning show. We love being here, and we love being with you, and we love having a 12-2 football team with a chance to close out the regular season with three more wins. Now, this will be the toughest test left. I referred to it yesterday as semi-difficult. We'll go inside the Eagles and Washington Flyers. They lose last night. Sixers back at it tonight, and I'll tell you, Joel may just play. How do we know that? Because Andre Gelman said Joel's probably going to play. So we'll get to that, your phone calls and all these topics, 215-592-9494. Rich to Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
The world's largest yo-yo weighed 4,620 pounds.
What?
Well, that is shocking.
It's so gigantic.
Seems impractical.
Well, in order to demonstrate it, they had to use a crane.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and it really wasn't that exciting.
They let it descend
the crane, and then it actually started coming back up, and that's what qualified it as having yo-yoed.
Wow. All right.
But it was gigantic.
Well, one thing that has not yo-yoed for the last 3 months is the Eagles win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. Because you do get those seasons sometimes, right? Back and forth. But that
you usually get those seasons,
oftentimes,
Joe.
Yeah. So, guys, let's crank it up here because, you know, this is the last game that the Eagles reasonably could lose. Okay, let's put it that way. I mean, anything can happen versus Dallas and the Giants, but they certainly shouldn't lose those games as long as they play their starters the whole way out, which we don't know they will week 18 versus the Giants, but, you know, one seed being there, chances are the Eagles go full tilt to final three. So this is the one where it's not going to be a 10-plus point spread game, right? This is the one where, you know, Vegas and odds makers and common sense tells you the Eagles could lose. They could. So let's crank it up here with what you're looking for in this game, your level of concern. I mean, John, let me just tell you out of the gate, and this is rare for me. I'm not really concerned. Like, let me put it this way. I know I'm supposed to, yeah, they could lose. I know the point spread's been less than four the whole time, the whole week, right? Which really says, sure, you could lose. You could totally do that. I just find it implausible that this team on this role with this talent and this determination is going to, like, find a way to lose this game.
Well,
and I know
it could happen.
I know it could. I just kind of can't see it.
All right.
John, talk to me. This goes for everyone at 215-592-9494.
I've seen this game go awry. Yeah. We need to play good football, but I'm not worried because I expect that we will. I expect that Saquon will bust a couple big ones, and that'll put him right back in real contention for the record. You know, he went 146 yards on the ground and two touchdowns the last time we played these guys. That was 26 carries. That was November 14th.
Yep.
So not too long ago, but, you know, I expect a huge game from Saquon. I expect some potentially big plays from Kenny G also. I expect we will eventually overpower the Commanders. They are a real challenge, and they could surprise us and keep it close and make it tough.
Are they a real challenge? I know the record says they are.
Their young quarterback is really precocious, and you know he can do some stuff, and they've got talent. And you know, Dan Quinn is a defensively minded guy. He's a motivating guy, and you know that they're going to be ready defensively. Remember the last time we played this team.
Oh, it was ugly until the fourth quarter. Oh, it was bad.
Remember, that was November 14th. We had to score 20 points in the fourth quarter to win this game.
Yeah.
And
no,
we didn't lead this game until the fourth quarter.
And that was at home.
Yeah. I don't want anyone to think about holding back in any way. You know, like people say, oh, maybe we should keep some of our good plays in our back pocket because we might play them again in the playoffs and this and that. I'm hearing that sort of thing.
Yep.
We can lose if you think about holding back. Your complete investment as a team does matter. And emotional investment that you actually have to be fired up, not fake fired up. The football gods know the difference. I told you guys the reason that my 2001 Raiders team that's now in the books for the Tuck rule. Right. I told you why we were playing on the road. I told you why we were playing the last game in the old Foxborough Stadium because we lost the last three games of the regular season. That team, that 2001 Raiders team that beat this Eagles team at the Vet 20-10 because we ran the ball 47 times, lead ISOs. We just ran it. We were just a tough football team. That team lost the final three games of the regular season. We were the best team in the AFC as far as I was concerned. We didn't play that way for the last 3 weeks of the regular season. And that's exactly where we are with this Eagles team. That Raiders team, we lost week 16 at Mile High. Week 15, lost 13-10 at home to the Titans. Lost week 16 at Mile High, 23-17. Lost to the Jets, 24-22 in the last week of the season because we didn't show up. And I remember feeling so ashamed.
Yeah.
And I remember the next week. So now the first week of wild card playoff football, you know, the only week of wild card playoff football that we should have been at home and resting, our coaches reamed us that whole week as they should have because we should have been resting. But here we are playing the exact same team, the Jets, that we played in Week 17 and lost to, and we're playing them at home.
Yeah. I got you.
So look, then we ended up having to be on the road in Old Foxborough. If you don't take advantage, that was a great team. I thought that team that I'm playing on, we didn't show up. We lost home field advantage, and we deserved to lose home field advantage. I remember the difference in emotion.
Sure.
I remember week to week. I remember the second time playing that Jets team, and they had a really solid inside linebacker. I remember I tried to do what that Steelers tight end did to
Slay. Was it Molos?
He was one of them.
Score one for the hammer. Seltzer, that's an early hammer win for 7:45.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Credit
where due.
John, but look, John, I hear your point.
I tried to take Lewis and put him up in the stands. Like, that's the way you need to play, whether it's the regular season or the postseason, and sometimes it's just human nature that you don't.
Sure. Well, look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Level of concern or not for this game? I could see people, frankly, answering it both ways because common sense tells you, of course, the Eagles could lose. But, I mean, does your gut really lean that way at all?
My
at
gut
all?
Says this team is so prepared.
Yeah.
And this coaching staff does such a good job of not letting all that other stuff creep in.
So there's a lot of other stuff as well. Let's go further inside the game. So, Devin, one of the things, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Devin, Rhea off today. James with us, of course. Big show. We'll have some fun with Drop of the Year and all that stuff as we move through the program. Also, Dick Vermeil later, Pete the Hammer, the whole deal. Devin, one of the big things with this game, because it's really coming into focus now, the Saquon rushing yardage record thing.
Yeah.
So he's now off pace. They could presumably force feed him back onto pace. I mean, if they really wanted to. So let's just say, and this goes for everyone at 215-592-9494. Devin, let's just say the way this game would naturally play out.
Mm-hmm.
it'd be 22 carries. But if they wanted to give him 5 to 6 extra, to
it was 26 the last time.
It was 26 the last time.
No, I'm saying this next, this game coming up on Sunday. Let's just say it was going to play out to 22, but they're like, well, hell, we could force him 5 or 6, 7 more, get him up near 30. Do you do it, Devin? Should they? Should they? And I'm asking this to everyone at 215-592-9494. Devin, should they force feed Saquon the extra 5 to 8 carries to get him the record?
You know, I think with anything in life, if you have to force it too hard, it's probably not great. So I think if it happens naturally, then that's fine. But absolutely, they should not force carries on him just for him to get an individual record. I think if the game calls for Saquon to have more carries than usual, like he did the last time they played, he had almost 150 yards on the ground, 26 carries. That's great. He helped them score those 20 points in the fourth quarter. But if not, if it, the run just isn't happening like it was last week against the Steelers, I don't see the Commanders' defense doing that.
Yeah.
Then that's okay, too. Like to, and I think Saquon would be okay with that as well. Like, I don't think that he's
He may be more okay with it than Eagles fans.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing.
100%.
Look, guys, I know as a WIP talk show host, I'm supposed to have an opinion. I'm going to be honest here, right out of the gate. I don't know which way I come down on this. I see the merits of both. I've heard every argument. I want you to try to convince me one way or the other today. What do you think the Eagles should do? James Seltzer, what do you think they will do? But, James, let's start with this. Should they give Saquon the extra 5 to 8 carries?
No. Look, to Devin's point, if the game dictates it, if they have a big lead or this or that, sure. But absolutely not. Like Saquon,
Now, Kelsey yesterday made a point to say go for it.
I get
really?
It. And he was a former player who cares about records and cares about it. And he loves Jeff Stoutland. He wants to have
guys,
that.
Guys, we got no records in Philly sports.
I want to win the Super Bowl.
I know.
I want to win a freaking Super Bowl.
I know.
What
all
about
right?
Jimmy?
I won one in my life. I've won 2 championships. Like, that
it'll
takes precedence above everything else. No, it won't.
It'll make you more likely to win it.
Not if Saquon gets hurt because of it. That's not true. Look, I am fine going for the record if it makes sense. To Devin's point, if naturally, if he breaks up a couple long runs and it just happens, fine. But honestly, I'm going into the game trying to tighten up the passing game more. Like, I would rather they throw the ball more and continue to move that game forward when we get to the playoffs. I know Saquon's set for the playoffs. I know that O-line's set for the playoffs. Like, I actually would like to see them work on the passing game more than the running game.
Look,
ideally.
It's an interesting argument. I will tell you this. I think it's a fascinating conundrum. I mean, one thing that we kind of know, I don't know how much you've thought about this as a Philly sports fan. We as a sports community don't really have many records. We really don't. Wilt scored the 100 points in a game. It was like 65 years ago or something. We don't have much of that. We, you know, like you can say, yeah, Mike Schmidt, you know, most home runs, third base or for
playing
one team.
Playing with one team,
yeah. Yeah, at third base. Like, okay, but no one thinks in those terms. You think in terms of who's got the most hits all time, which, yeah, Pete Rose was here for 5 years, but, you know the deal. He did it with the Reds. You know, who's got the, you know, LeBron's got the most points in the NBA. Who's got the most points in a season? Who's got the most goals is Wayne Gretzky. Who's got, you know, like, we don't have, other than Wilt stuff, which was a long, long, long time ago. We don't have that stuff.
Well, not to be fair, most don't. Like, there are only a few
know,
of those.
Man.
Like,
there's a lot of big.
Like, what, so why are you so upset?
Like, what record does like New York?
Chicago
New
has
York.
The most RBIs.
Have, what does New
what
York
do you
have?
Need records
what does New
like
York
that
have?
For? What
is,
yeah,
no,
records.
Seriously,
what do they have?
What does that do for you, Joe?
Like, they don't.
As a fan, I enjoy
like,
that.
They don't have, like,
no,
DiMaggio.
Well,
okay,
they got
DiMaggio.
Fan, DiMaggio.
They got DiMaggio.
As a fan, it is great.
Of course it's cool.
We would love to celebrate
that. Of
course
it's cool.
Let's talk
claim,
about
you know,
this.
Stars. But you know what else? We don't have a lot of Super Bowl wins.
No, I
so
get it.
Championships,
has a chance to go and win a Super Bowl right now. And by the way, like, every week I think it's fascinating the way they continue to evolve and improve. That is fascinating sports. I don't care if we got an award or, you know,
yeah,
set a
but John, you do want the MVP.
45 years ago, like, who cares, man? Look at what we have right in front of us.
Yeah. All right, look, you tell us. Where do you come down on that? All right, good morning to you. From Borgata, Eagles in Washington on Sunday. The Saquon thing's a fascinating topic. Of course, Penn State plays on Saturday. Sixers are getting an arena. Phil's got an outfielder, so there's a lot to cover here today. We'll do as much of it as we can. By the way, one other thing, James, I just want to say this one more thing to the point I was trying to make and probably didn't make effectively enough last segment about the records and what do we have in Philly sports. So it's not just what we have, and which is very little other than Wilt stuff. It's we've held very few things as Philadelphia sports fans. Like, in my lifetime, I can't, like, let me put it this way, James. You said, what does New York have? At least a lot of people that grew up in New York had.
No, that's true.
That Roger Maris had it.
And had Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth had it. Yeah. You know, like Lou Gehrig had it until Cal Ripken broke. You know, like, we haven't held anything. Hey. I guess Steve Carlton for 1 minute held it before Nolan passed him for the strikeouts. So I'm just saying, like, it's a cool part of sports. And I feel like other than Wilt stuff, we got squat talk.
Do you think it would matter? Do you think it would make this team tighter if it had something so big as that rushing record? If the offensive line and
the backs and
the wide receivers, everyone who's blocking together for that, if that bonds them even further? You know,
that
could send them into the postseason on an all-time high of confidence and everything else and togetherness.
Yeah, I'm really not worried if they don't go for it that problems ensue.
Me neither.
But I'm not worried either way on that front. But I am struck by, I mean, Kelsey yesterday when he was with us, like, he wants the Eagles to get it.
He wants
linemen.
It bad. And I would imagine those offensive linemen have talked similarly.
That's what I kind
of think. They're saying the same stuff. They want this.
I tend to think so, too. All right, so where do you...
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stand on that. The game, level of concern, the whole deal, 215-592-9494. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Patrick, good morning, buddy.
Morning, everybody. How we doing?
Good.
Doing great, Patrick.
Hey, long time. Been super busy. But first of all, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone.
Happy holidays, Patrick.
You too, my man.
It's been, you know what, real quick, you guys are so awesome with doing the Thanksgiving Day game, the Turkey Bowl.
Well, you really haven't called in a couple weeks.
No, I told Seltzer, I'm like Seltzer during a Philly playoff run right now. But listen, the birds, man. You know, Joe, I'm not so much like you, but this is I'm expecting a pretty good fight here. I mean, this year aside, everything else, you know, this I'm gonna call them the Commanders. Listen, they take it to us. You know, this is a team in the division I've always thought. They're kind of, you know, they've been punching back.
Well,
so
we also
long.
Know their quarterback can play a lot better than he did, you know, a month and a half ago.
Yes.
Because he's had a pretty damn good season, but that was a lousy game he played, and he was banged up with the ribs, and that probably affected him.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a good game. I'm excited for it. You know, I get gut hunches and stuff and like that there, but I got nothing. I got nothing here. Just waiting for, you know, for the birds to do some damage.
All right, Patrick, you're a sensible guy. You get first crack at this today. Sixers Arena in Center City. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Oh, dude, everything with the Sixers right now are thumbs down. This arena is a joke, man. It's just something they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, I don't like it. All right, Patrick, good call as always, man. It's great hearing from you again. You know, call more often when you can. Look, here's my deal on the Sixers, and it's another very juicy topic to open. If you missed the news yesterday, passed City Council, which everyone said, I'm no City Council expert, all right? Let me be clear. But
really, Mr. Future President? Good to know.
James, I don't...
James. Good to know how government works. No big deal.
James, let me be very clear. Being president easier than being mayor. Okay?
I really believe it.
And a lot less glamour with mayor, and you don't have the house, and you don't have, you know, all the wait staff and all that. Yeah, right.
If only everyone looked at it in such a practical way.
I guess
everyone should just be president. It is easy like that.
So, look, I mean, my stance has not changed on this in the roughly 2 years this has been a topic. And yesterday it passed City Council, which everyone's saying means it's going to happen. The arena is going to get built, which isn't going to be till the early 2030s. But it's going to happen. I just don't like it. I respect the Sixers' right to have their own arena. I want to say that. I respect their right to have their own arena. There's a few things about this process I don't respect. They have not properly inform the public. They are primarily do it to stuff their own pockets with more money. That has bothered me the whole time. I don't want to hear about it's good for this community, it's good for that community, it's good for this. they're doing it to make more money. So let's just make sure we get that out front. I don't think they've done a good job doing that. As a Philadelphian, I have taken a certain, well, do I take pride in the sports complex? A little bit.
You want them to put out in front, hey, we're doing this.
I would have respected
mostly
it more.
Because we want more money.
Oh, come on, though, Joe. Has anyone ever said that in any situation? Like, come on, man.
No, but James, the reason it bothers me is because how far they went out of their way to talk about all the other stuff.
I know, but that's what always happens with something like this.
And look, they're doing it privately funded. Good for them. Which is
my biggest issue. Like, don't make us pay for your stadium.
Well, they're not.
Right.
Right. And I'm saying that was my biggest complaint.
But James, really the heart of it, because there's the what we're used to thing, which is a huge Philadelphia thing. We do like what we like that we're used to. But the heart of it primarily has been about people's concern about getting to and from the game.
100%.
In Center City, Philadelphia, with our subway system. You know, I mean, it's going to be very hard from the subway. People are not going to, from the suburbs, people are not used to that. You know, we are not wired like New York City, which has a world-class subway system. You know, people from Jersey aren't used to just hopping on the subway to get to Center City, Philly. We're not. So, James, thumbs up or thumbs down?
I'm probably more thumbs down than thumbs up. I don't hate it as much as you do because my biggest issue is if they're going to pay for it. Like, that was my... Like, I hate when billionaires make the city pay for their stadiums.
Yep.
But... And I do think that at the end of the day, like 20 years after it's built, I think it'll be awesome. Like, I do think Philadelphia will be proud of it. It'll be cool to have it. Like, a lot of major cities have stadiums in their cities, like not just New York.
James, will the city really amp up public transportation?
I think they'll have to. That's my hope.
I don't know, man.
My hope is that they'll have to. Will be no other way for anything to work unless they do that. It'll force the city to put funds into fixing this. So I'm hoping that's the case. But look,
Wonderful.
I'm like more thumbs down. Like, I get
it. I doubt it.
But, like, I do think there is an upside to it that we don't talk about.
I think
it could be pretty awesome.
I like that. I like that possibility. And it's kind of like, man, I wish I could get to where I feel like that's a reasonable possibility that's really like.
I just don't think I'm going to get there.
And look, I live in the city. So for me, it's a different thing. Like, I don't have to worry about coming into the city to go to the game. So if you live in the city, like, not that area, and it's not, you know, an issue for you, like, it's less of an issue, you know?
That's the thing. Like, I live in the city, too, and I never take public transportation. And I wish that I did more. I just feel like it's not like a standard in Philadelphia, like it is in D.C., like it is in New York City. So I hope that maybe it helps us get to a point.
I like the idea of this sort of spearheading that movement where more people will give it a chance.
Look, that
public
takes
transportation.
Look,
but we need more infrastructure.
Well, that's right.
That needs to come. I mean, that needs to get here in a hurry.
Yeah.
We need to have a plan for that part. Is
all right. So it's a massive topic. Thumbs up or thumbs down? The arena thing. I mean, I think the Sixers got a little unfairly maligned from this standpoint. They have the right to have it. You know, when the Flyers and Sixers were owned by Comcast and then the Sixers got sold off, that created a complication with scheduling and all that. Sixers were a tenant in someone else's building. That's not fun. But, you know, the reality is we know it didn't have to happen. They don't need it. You know, the Wells Fargo Center is obviously a fully functional arena. It shall remain as such for a long time. So from that standpoint, it's also kind of aggravating. But look, hi, good morning to you. Chetta Cameron and John Ritchie. So drop of the year is today. And we'll have fun throughout the show with some of the notable moments in our show. A little bit of a year in review, if you will. A little bit in the 6 o'clock hour, 7, 8, 9. And then ultimately we'll have the finals around 9:35, 9:40 today for drop of the year. So be tuned throughout the show. Hope to give you some laughs on what went down on our show this year. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Gary in Whitehall right now. Gary, good morning.
Happy holidays, morning show. How you doing?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays,
Gary. I got to tell you, I don't know who brings more fire to start something. You with the phone calls or Landon Dickerson before a game with the Eagles. I'll play that audio in a moment.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
Because this is good, what the Eagles put out yesterday. Good Landon Dickerson
oh,
audio.
Oh, another one, because we had that
earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a second. James, fire that. Get that ready. All right, Gary, go ahead, buddy.
All right, first things first. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. We're going to command the Commanders. We're going to stay the course.
Which means what?
It means focus on week to week. We're not focusing on awards.
Okay.
We're not focusing on records. We're focusing on the main goal, and that is New Orleans.
Well, that is probably the smartest thing to do. So I recognize that. But sometimes, man, stuff like history, different kind of history, can be enticing as well. I get it, Gary. You don't want to see them force-feed it. I understand.
No, no. Stay the course. I mean, if the game dictates it, yes. But like last week, you saw what happened. I mean, of course, what happened was what happened in between the week prior. So you knew they were going to come out and throw the ball. They had to prove a point. So I don't say you don't need to force feed it unless it dictates it where, you know, if he's gaining, you know, 8, 9, 10 yards a rush, keep feeding him. I mean, don't stop him. That's the name of the game, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, if you got something going, keep it rocking. All right, Gary, what do you got on the arena?
Thumbs down. I mean, it's all about the bottom line. It's all about the bottom dollar. That's what it's all about. I know they're forking out the money for the arena, but how about the people that are there? That's not right. They have an arena. There's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it. I think it's foolish, and all it is Josh Adams trying to make more money.
Yeah, no.
One quick thing, Joe. You said it before, but I think it is important to point out that the Sixers don't own their arena now. Like, if they, I think a lot of people, like, they have, I think they should have the right to own their own arena. It just is, the issue is where it is for a lot of people.
I think that's correct. Yep, I agree with that entirely. It's also going to create further dynamic. I mean, look, Sixers and Flyers have already had their issues, primarily over this, sometimes over scheduling. But now they're going to have fights over, you know, the Rolling Stones are in town.
Oh, yeah,
which,
buddy.
Yeah.
Which group gets the... And look, let's be real. A new arena will probably,
100%.
If I had a guess, we'll get the best concert acts, which has got to freak the Flyers out.
It's a great point, Joe. I didn't
and when
think
I say
about
the Flyers,
that.
I mean Comcast, you know. So there's going to be a bidding war for concerts and stuff like that. 215-592-9494. All right, drop of the year. So, James, take the audience inside your mindset as the maestro of drop of the year and what's up ahead over the next couple hours.
Yeah, so I basically went through all our drops of the year, every drop of the week we've done, and have found the best of the best. I originally had my first pass was 180 drops that I thought were at least somewhat good enough to play for drop of the year. We have cut that down dramatically. So it is the best of the best.
That's, well, look, good work, man, because I know that takes a lot of time. All right, so what's the deal here?
Should this be something that you're like gunning for?
Well,
yeah, I think it's an honor.
It's an honor to be featured.
Jody Mack still talks about winning drop of the year last year. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great. By the way, James, real quick, because I meant to do it before that, do you have the Dickerson audio, the new audio of him firing up the team?
I do have it. You want to play it?
Yeah, I want to play this. I'll play this now, and then we'll get the drop of the year. So this is Dickerson before the Steelers guy. This game, this guy's not only a beast on the field as a player, this guy is an animal with intensity. Listen to Dickerson shortly before kickoff. And it would be better with the curses, because, of course, you know, the Eagles don't release that. We don't have that version. But you can imagine what the curses are. Dickerson before the game firing up the gas.
Look, we don't choose the schedule. We don't choose the time, the place. We don't choose the opponent. But you know what I choose? I choose violence. From the first snap to the last whistle.
Yep.
Talk him out and make him remember your name. Let's go. The Steelers on three. 1, 2, 3. The Steelers.
I choose violence. Let's go.
I love it. Right? He's got that dog in him.
I never would have guessed it. Like him with his like lawnmower, like mowing the lawn and all that stuff. He seems so mild.
Well,
you know?
I remember when the Eagles drafted him. Remember, it was a controversial pick after the Sidney Jones pick.
His
Achilles couldn't hold up. And everyone's like, really? A guy with all these torn knees? And I remember getting a text from, maybe it was a call, from a buddy who follows Alabama football closely. And he's like, Joe, he's like, if this guy stays healthy, Philadelphia is going to love him because he was like the leader of Alabama, like the leader, which is saying something because obviously they had a lot of talent down there and a lot of dudes, I'm sure, that were leadership, you know, kind of guys. But I was told this guy is a real leader and obviously he's a great player.
He puts people down.
Yeah, he does.
He tries to hurt you. He tries to embarrass you, which I love. This guy, I'm not surprised he sounds that way. Because of the anger he plays with. You should love the way this guy just, it, it, it,
John Runyon. Remember John Runyon's attitude?
Totally.
It's the same. Before, I was talking earlier about my Raiders team that played the 2001 Eagles team. That Raiders team had special meetings about John Runyon.
Wow.
There were special meetings before that game.
That's great.
Because of the stuff he would pull during field goals and extra points.
Yeah, no, he was
guys,
an animal.
Everyone needs to be aware. Look at what this guy does. He never quits. He will pick you off if you are not ready, if you're not aware. And it was highlight after highlight of Runyon just laying out on people, like when they least expected it. Or going to the whistle and then a little more.
Totally. No, Runyon was a specialist in that. All right. Drop of the year. So we're going to have four different segments here. James is going to be the maestro. All right, here's the deal with Devin, you, me, John. James has told us we need to limit our commentary in between each.
Okay.
Because he's trying to get as many great ones on the air as possible, and the more we talk, the less he can play. All right, let's roll. We'll keep our commentary short. Here's the rules of this. One of the following, however many get played in the next couple of minutes, will advance to the finals in the 9 o'clock hour. James Seltzer, cue it up. Let's hear what we got. Hallelujah.
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
All right, so in the next couple of minutes, we will vote for one of these to advance. James, what do you got?
Let's dive in, Joe. Let's start with the classic Joe's ears don't work drop.
Give me a common turn of phrase. What do you got?
Cute as a button.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you've never heard that one? Cute as a button? Really?
Can I tell you what I thought he
said?
Oh, please,
God, I'm afraid.
Please.
I thought he said two to the butt. All right, I got it. Keep going.
Good work there. Two to the butt, classic phrase. All right, let's keep it rolling. Look, when Saquon leaps over someone and makes the greatest play of the year, we'll play the Maryland Mike.
Hurts in the gun. He backpedals. He's looking, still looking. He fires it out in the flat to Barkley, who beats one man, spins past another, leaps over a third, and comes down at the 30.
What was that? I've never seen that move, and I've been watching football all my life.
Well, he did that. He did that to show off to Shady McCoy.
He's never done this. No one's ever done this. He hurdles a guy backwards. How do you jump over a guy backwards?
He did.
What am I watching?
Mike was great with that. He was great. Good stuff. All right, keep going.
Yeah, that was awesome. All right. Also, part of drop of the year, it's the funny, the poignant, but also we have to remind people of certain big things that happened in the show this year. And much to my chagrin, Joe did a very good job in the free throw contest. I think of all the wins you had,
thank you.
You beating Harold Jensen was the most shocking. Here it is. He made
and
it.
And it's good.
He made it. One more, bit, and the hammer will move on to face John Brazier in the semifinals. Here it is. He's in. Oh. The hammer has shocked the world and taken down Harold Jensen.
Brazier shocked the world.
Yeah, that's true, too. Is this a bigger upset than 1985 Harold Jensen himself? I don't know. It might be. Unbelievable. Like, truly, truly unbelievable. Nice job, Joe.
The 18 out of 20 was what I was even more proud of when I had to make 9 in a row to get
you made some clutch shots.
Thank you, sir.
Credit where due. A shooter shoot, as you always say. Let's keep it rolling. We'll hear from the great Joe Conklin throughout. He's been unbelievable all year, so bits and pieces throughout. Here's a little taste of the Conklin song for Philly fans in London.
Hey, yo! Philly fans in London.
Hey, yo!
Hey, yo! It's a sea of red, fans are packed right to the door. All the Philly fans piling in.
Delco in the house.
Delco in the house.
Yeah, good.
Awesome stuff.
Yep. Joe had a great year, man.
We'll hear more from Joe Conklin. Let's keep it rolling. Joe, one of the crazy Joe doesn't know situations.
Geckos do not have eyelids.
Geckos?
Yeah, geckos.
Like the Geico?
So they can't blink.
Yes, like the Geico gecko.
Wait, that's correct, a real Joe. Animal?
No, Joe, come on,
buddy. No, is it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious? You don't know what a gecko is?
You thought a gecko was a made-up thing for a commercial?
Like, I thought it was like Ronald McDonald's.
Oh, my God.
I mean, are there really Ronald McDonalds out there in the wilderness?
Dude.
I mean, they don't all talk and have an accent.
I mean, this is outrageous. Do we also have snuggle bears somewhere in the wilderness? Well, we have bears.
Dude.
Do we have, let me give you another one.
We have bears in the wilderness.
Do we have Tony the Tigers?
We have tigers.
We have tigers. Yeah. We got geckos in the world?
Yeah, they're real, buddy.
I had no clue.
That's unbelievable.
No clue.
I love science with Joe.
I kept
it's
getting
so
worse
fun.
And worse because he would say,
I know,
he would say
like,
things
there's
like,
snuggle bears?
Wait a second, there's tigers?
There didn't mean you.
Yeah, man. Yeah, go to the
you
zoo.
You were making the point, too. It's like Tony Tiger is just like the gecko. It's like, yeah, yeah, he's real.
Settle down.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Made the drop board, Joe's drop board. When Jaws curses on the air, we'll play it.
People know when it's bullshit. You know, they know when they're being jerked around.
That was
Jaws.
Great. That was great.
Bringing it.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep it rolling. I think maybe the most poignant moment on the show this year, probably the most poignant moment on the show this year, Brandon Graham.
Oh, yeah, this is big.
Letting it out, crying on the air and saying he needed it. Here's a little taste of Brandon Graham when he, after his injury earlier this season.
Well, you know what? Hold on. I'm trying to keep it in. Man,
I'm sorry. Man.
Take a moment. It's cool. Take a moment, cool, Brandon. Man. Take a moment, man.
Hey, and I know I needed it, but boy, I just love what we've been building, and I just don't want to. I know I ain't letting nobody down as far as you know getting hurt and stuff, because I know I'm gonna bring that energy. I'm just more hurt of. Just on how we've been coming every week, trying to defy, you know, the odds and being with it. But being with them, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to be with them. I'm still with them. You know what I'm saying? I know that. But, yeah, man, I just needed this right here. I needed to get this out. It's been a while since I cried, man. And I just, this one was the one right here. This was the one.
Yeah, that's really powerful. That was just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, powerful, powerful stuff, yep. Obviously poignant. All right, a couple more. Let's keep it rolling. Ruben, deciding that this one stuck, the original Ruben Delicious.
You look delicious.
I mean, delicious.
I mean,
love
oh my
that.
Goodness.
Well.
Dude.
Love it. Coming in, seeing Richie's new cut. He's
yep.
a big fan. All right, we have three more. This really quick one. Joe, you said this.
I'm a spanker.
Versatile, good to know.
Man. I'm a spanker.
Good to know. Didn't want to make sure it didn't get forgotten.
Could we please remember to use
I'm a spanker.
That?
Yes, I will use
please.
That more. That'll get on the board.
Please.
Joe Wagner, put that one on the board there.
That's a requirement at least every day.
Yeah, I think
please.
That's a classic. All right, we have two more. Another taste of Conklin. One of the great things Conklin came up this year with was his Jalen Hurts and the whole Nick Kellen Jalen thing. Here's a taste.
All right, come on, Jalen. Just eat the peas. I mean, come on, I know what I'm talking about. I've been to the Super Bowl. I'm a damn good coach.
Wait a second.
Hey, Kellen, what do you think is the best lunch option here today?
Whoa. I'm the head coach here. I know what the frick I'm doing.
How far we've come, huh?
Yeah, you're right.
How far we've come.
You're right.
All right, last one.
It's funny because if the season had gone off the rails again, that would probably have a better chance to win.
Agree. But now it's just like, ha-ha.
Yep.
All right, last one. And I'm still embarrassed about it, but I cursed.
Best tweet of the night.
Right? Say it, James.
Elliot said Josh Harris should buy up all the freaking tickets and give him to Sixers fans. Like, you're damn right he should. The freaking, what, $7 billion this guy's worth? Yeah, dude. Like, own your... Oh, my goodness. Own your franchise, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, oh my goodness, is so genuine. Like you were so shocked.
Just like it. I can't believe that.
James,
happened.
You were really worried.
It was.
I know you were.
Josh Harris will do that to people.
Yeah, he will.
All right. So
those are so great when right? there's the pause. When the pause and then the realization.
Totally.
Like, oh, did that really just happen?
All right, here's what I got it at. Yeah. I got it at Saquon's leap, BG crying, or Seltzer's curse. I lean toward BG crying.
I think it's BG too.
It's powerful. Yeah. It is so powerful. But
well,
it
yes.
crushes me when I hear it. Man. It's hard. That might push it down.
It's almost too much.
It almost is
right,
too much.
Devin, what do you think?
I mean, can we give credit to two to the butt?
I agree. The two to the butt is hilarious.
Holy cow, so the two good. To the butt and the... hold on. And also the... Wait, there are tigers? Wait. Like,
well, I wasn't that was saying there amazing. Are tigers. I was saying Tony the Tiger. James, play two to the butt one more time. Because maybe this should advance. Let's play two to the butt one more time. Give me a common turn of phrase. What do you got?
Cute as a button.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, you never heard that? Cute as a button? Really?
Oh, can I tell you what I thought he said?
Oh, please, God, I'm yes, afraid. Please.
I thought he said two to the butt.
I mean, just that your brain went there. I will tell you, too, so for good. What it's worth.
Maybe it should be considered.
My buddy in my fantasy baseball league changed his team name to two to the butt. Just so you know.
I love that.
All right, John, do you reconsider two to the butt over Brandon Graham?
I kind of do, but, man...
This is hard.
Brandon Graham is such, it's so powerful. It's so poignant.
But I think it's PJ.
It hurts when you hear it. I would like to include two to the butt in the show in some way, but I feel like the emotional, just the massive sense of emotional, like, belonging here. Like, we need to get Brandon.
All right, so James, it's BJ?
I think it's BJ, yeah.
All right, BJ advances to the finals. He will be in the finals in the 9 o'clock hour against three others that will advance through the show. 215-592-9494. We'll do more of that stuff from our show coming up around 7:20 today. We'll do another batch of that. All right, let's get to Jacob right now. Jacob, good morning.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, buddy. How are you, Jacob?
Doing good. Hey, that clip of BG is what I referenced whenever he was on the show on Tuesday, man. That's like... The first time I heard it, I don't think I've cried that hard.
Wow.
For a while, dude. It was just so emotionally draining.
So you cried hearing him cry?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Yeah, it's funny, rough. Jacob. That's what happened to me when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. I did not cry in the first minute. But then about a minute or two after the Eagles won, Brandon Graham was being interviewed, I believe, by Michelle Tafoya. And when I saw him and all that he represented, the struggle he had gone through early in his career, knowing that he had had the huge game and made the big play against Brady, knowing what a great guy he is, that's when I started to cry. So I get it, man. I mean, he brings that kind of stuff out of us.
And he's such a great guy based off of, like, everything you see, even with him, just, like, seeing him from an outside perspective. Yeah. But all his teammates have always talked glowingly about him. So, yeah, that was a great
call. No, he's legit. There's no doubt about it. All right, Jacob, what do you got on the Eagles game?
So the Eagles game coming up, I think that people are kind of, I guess they're being hesitant with their analysis of it just because it's a divisional game. I think that the Commanders have been playing way worse this past month than they had around the time they were playing us because they were riding pretty high, had a good record and everything. I just think that the Eagles kind of unlocked their pass game and are focused on that as, you know, part of a resolution to their offense being slow to start, and I don't see anybody being capable of stopping that, and I think they're going to be more diverse in how they attack it. So I think it's going to be a pretty big I think they kind of blow them out.
Victory. Look, that'd be a beautiful thing. Jacob, great call, my man. Thank you very much for the phone call. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions. We got three different questions today. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, wishing their employees, customers, and WIP listeners happy holidays and, of course, a healthy new year. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. All right, three questions. The first, now that it looks like it is happening, do you like the Sixers playing games in Center City in the future? A, yes. B, no. Second poll question, should the Eagles give Saquon, here's how we phrased it, the ball a little bit extra? A little bit, like, we know he's going to get it a lot. Should they give it to him a little bit extra on Sunday to try to get him past Dickerson ultimately by the end of the year? Yes or no? Third poll question, Penn State, they play SMU tomorrow. Who wins? Who wins the game, Penn State or SMU? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, coming up, your chance to win a cool prize, plus a lot more. And, of course, we'll get to Pete the Hammer and Dick Vermeil and all that up ahead as well. And Seltzer weighing in on the Phillies' newest Philly, this Max Kepler guy. What do we need to know? Let's hope at the very least he's better than Mr. Austin Hayes and Mr. Witt, whatever his name was. Better be better.
Merrifield.
He's making about the same money. All right,